Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Dice Before Dishonor. After the long, long, long awaited return of Rob Hammond to the show, revising his role as Juan Zabari last time, has made us completely forget about the most important NPC. Three nobles. Do you guys not remember? There were four? Four people. And I'm not talking about Malphaine Trant, who you guys left for dust upstairs. I'm talking about you guys ran into several people down here. And somebody's missing. And I'm not talking about Aiden Willems, who's playing Fafal and will be schlepped along. Any guesses? No? No one?
Oh, well, you'd think that our benefactor would have had one of those brooches, wouldn't you?
Yep. No, I'm talking about someone that you met down here in a little room. Introduced themselves, was left in the main
the
room.
Dead guy?
Was left in the main room. No? Okay. Well, I'm sure he'll turn up sooner or later. Dead or alive, you guys kind of abandoned him. Ran off.
Just finished Grins up?
Yep. Everything is up and running. We are rolling here. Welcome to episode, I want to say 34 of season one, I believe. Pretty sure. Episode 34, Season 1 of Dice Before Dishonor, where we are rolling through the first book, Crown Fall. We've been held up several times. There's been weeks where we've missed episodes completely. And now I'm putting forth that if we do a solid show once every two or three weeks and get two or three episodes, then that should bank us a weekly hour to hour and a half long episode for the podcast, for the uploads, for everything, every week. Because we're counting down the rooms, not just in this dungeon, but what comes next. Book one is, you know, we are so far point. I would say you guys are at like the 75-80% mark of this adventure and just steamrolling through stuff. So without further ado, do you guys remember how we used to start episodes with a little Tal'Darian history? Well, I've never attempted to do it live, so I'm going to try and do it live. Ready? The mighty empire of Tal'Dor once stretched from the Arcadian Ocean to the border of the Paddish Empire of Kellish. Aerodin himself was said to walk among the people of Tal'Dor, and his religion a shining beacon unto the world. It radiated outward from Tal'Dor's gilded capital of Opera and spread across the inner sea. Tal'Dor's ancient armies of exploration established footholds for the Empire throughout Galorien, and its mighty phalanxes marched for thousands of miles during the Shining Crusade to beat back the Whispering Tyrant and imprison him in Gallos Spire. Now, Tal'Dor is a stunted remnant of its old glory, having lost control of its daughter territories, and is almost ignored by the powerful countries of today, which assume it will continue its slow decline for at least another century. When last we left our heroes, we were mid-battle. We had not one, but two skirmishes going on. I've got no problem with this, because you guys, with several NPCs in tow, have a pretty large party. I mean, there's lots going on. So, let's add some castle ambience. Let's rev up the battle music once again. Let's pull up ye olde battle board and declare that it's Sir Winston's turn. And let's draw the map towards him and see what a cavalier of the Order of the Paw is willing to do in these dire straits. Sir Winston, you are up. Sir Bartholomew Dunneldagen, of the Dunneldagen militant name, you are next. Leon follows.
It will not let me connect to the game. I've been trying this whole time.
Sir Winston is stunned. Moving on to Bartholomew Dunneldagen.
Who is also stunned.
Who is also stunned. Well, that's interesting. Very well. With forgiveness. I'm running.
Just, you know, it's just it's the early season. First time really spending time out in the sun in the last
getting natural vitamin D
month or two, you know.
The pasty white skin's like
Yeah.
We are back. Apologies for the stream, but a fresh video to be patched. I think we're just going to patch those together. I don't think I need to go through all the hoop and law again. So, as I was saying, it is Uncle Winston's turn. Uncle Winnie. No?
Woohoo!
I'm not getting the map up here.
I got the map.
Same here.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's working for us and not for you. Yes. Winston sees the vicar.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
Ooh.
I see what's going on here. Yes.
Tell her thank you for us.
Thank you for them. Our tech girl. Oh, don't knock over my knight. I went to a lot of trouble placing a knight and a samurai in the background here.
Well, then I want a cleric.
You should have made a cavalier.
Yeah, it's not called Dice Before the Foreigner. It's called Dice Before Dishonor. Hey, it's a very honorable gentleman here. All right.
So it's my turn, eh?
Maybe. Just maybe. What are you going to do about it?
I am going to...
Oh, wait a minute. The audience can't see you till I load. You made me wait. Now I'm going to make you OLED. So, again, let's talk about Barkley's motivations in life. And...
Make everything a chew toy.
He likes bones and...
meat on them bones?
And meat on them bones, yeah.
Short walks on the beach because he's always carrying...
Short walks on the beach?
Yeah, because he's always carrying...
Yeah, he wants every walk to be short.
Yeah.
He's like the anti-dog.
Right. He's had... Wolf. He's had this amazing resistance workout that he's been on for like the past 10 years or so, you're saying?
Definitely. All right.
Yep.
So, without further ado, Sir Winston, you are up. Sir Bartholomew, you are on deck. Let's get this cluster of things going.
You streaming?
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
And recording?
It's just,
and all those things.
Just pause. I'm just making sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mind that.
Okay. So, I am going to keep doing what I have been doing, which is sling rocks at this guy. So, that's right. I have to see if I can even see him, or maybe I did that last
time.
Well,
a perception check will give you a better chance, and less than the cover, I suppose, you might say. Adjusting the angle, all that sort of thing. What is the range increment on a sling these days?
30 feet.
Really?
Yeah. It is extreme short range, ranged weapon.
Hmm.
Where is my PR? Ha, perception. Worked for me. That didn't work. That did. 2 for 8 total.
You see a shadowy silhouette.
I will sling at a shadowy silhouette. Come on, natural 20. 14 damage. Misses.
Unfortunately, yes. Bartholomew, you're up. Leon, you're on deck. This is back outside. And in case we missed it last time, I have a lovely picture to show you guys.
Ooh, I like lovely pictures. That's not a lovely picture. No. Kill it with fire. Lots of it.
Kill it with nasty thoughts.
Purple.
Holy shit.
That is a morale mushroom. I would eat that.
Let's take an avocado.
I'm with you.
Take an avocado, make it dark purple. Then those ridges that run all over the avocado in a gold color, you know, the sort of silhouette, the green plates on an avocado, raise them up, make them light purple. And out of the slots come all these tentacles. With sort of a sushi. What's that fake pasta that's sashimi? Jay, help me out here.
I believe you mean rice pasta.
No, not fake pasta. Sashimi. Anyway, with a sashimi leg clutching onto things, it's nasty.
Like an alien egg and an illithid had a love child.
Yep,
sashimi is raw fish.
Oh, okay, then that would be wrong. Okay.
It does kind of look like that.
But there was no love at all.
With tendrils. No, it totally looks like a morale mushroom. It's exactly what it looks like, with tendrils.
So, Bartholomew, what do you do?
You're correct, Matt.
So, we last saw whacking the heck out of this thing.
Yes.
And it's still doing its little wavy arm?
Maybe it's thinking. It doesn't have eyes that roll back in its head, you know?
But the tentacles, what are they doing?
In this time and space...
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't die on my turn. And you can do a health check and lean in there.
No, I don't think that would help anything. Wouldn't it be like a plant check?
It stopped moving, Bartholomew, but
okay, I'll whack it.
It's looking at you.
I don't... How?
You want to go for a finishing move?
I don't know how I would accomplish that. I would just hit it.
A full round action, you know, just finish him.
Okay.
Or try to attack roll, you know, never know.
All right, yeah. So, tackle. 17.
Hit.
A hit. With my magical battle axe.
I have no such knowledge of no such battle axe.
I think every axe is magical, so.
You cap the mushroom, as it were, and just, like, are you left-handed? Do you, like, golf swing, like, left to right to left?
No,
left
I have
right?
No shield, so it's like it's a double-handed scenario. It's like a, hyah! Like the wood chopper.
Oh, like straight down.
Yeah.
You sure? Because if you go left or right, mm-hmm. We could splatter somebody with gore, or right to left. I just was hoping for that, you know. Look, I got
no.
it.
No, instinct was to kill it with fire, and it didn't have fire, so I just tried to squish it. Like
take,
it was
take the cap right off, and it flips right on top of Varth's head. There you go. All right. Victory. Da-da-da. Minor, in one case, in one place. Leon. Oh, sorry, Bartholomew, anything else?
Could I move up to where I see Sir Winston hawking stones at a statue? I move 30 to the south.
Yep.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of these days that attack's going to bite you in the butt, and it's like, and then all of a sudden, gently, things start coming. I've won! And Bartholomew leaves, and he's the only one to survive because he prematurely left the battle. And then they were swarmed by the baby mushrooms. Yes.
Oh, no.
30 to the south. Leon.
Perception check is an action, right?
No, it's a freebie in this one.
Oh, can I make a perception?
Sure.
To see what he's trying to hit?
Oh, you don't have line of sight.
Oh,
he's okay. Up the stairs in a roof inside of a rafter in a, you know, it's a...
Oh, okay, so I don't see it.
Yeah,
okay.
And
that's the best
and
check.
You have no knowledge, no meta. Anyway, Leon, I believe Varth came and tagged you, because he came out so he could swing at this thing, and you could go inside and shoot something for your fellow brother-in-arms.
Yeah, they seem to have a job for me in there, so in I go, I guess.
Okay.
Heading south.
Now, at this point, would you like to break into a run? Because that could get you a triple move. Don't see these straight open spaces, you know. I'm just saying, like, it's totally legit. Last round, Varth called you. Get in there. You're like, right, you got this. You just watch the mushroom.
Yeah, sure. I'll run in.
You know, you could like just slip right past. You know, just make sure you tell Bartholomew this is how you charge as you fly by him. Are we jogging? We are jogging.
And you do charge attacks with a bow.
There's a feat for that, I think.
Sort of. It takes a lot of work.
Goes running into the room and calls up short. No,
a lot of cardio.
Now it's a full round action to run, but you're still allowed your perception once you're in there for free.
Cool. I will take that now then.
Okay.
That is a 10.
Everyone's looking up for some reason. Not sure why.
Mm.
Juan, you are up.
Yes.
You are up, sir. Now, just to clarify, ladies and gentlemen, I've reinstated all the NPCs in a neutral yellow on the board, and Juan has joined the friendly green after, you know, fighting side by side, having his life saved, and him saving their lives with hit points and such, so he's one of us now.
Hear that, Juan? We're friends.
One of us.
Well.
One of us.
I take it back. That pun was painful. Okay, no, what's in my immediate surroundings?
You only get one hero point.
It's all I got. Hopefully it hurts the boss, too.
You only get one hero point in this game, Matt. Do you really want me to take it from you? Do you?
Well, as always, Zubari is here to help, but what direction? What's left in my immediate surroundings?
A whole bunch of bushes, and this terrible fungus came out of a whole bunch of bushes. So,
but it appears to be dead.
One does. Is there more? We don't know. Two men have left the battlefield. Like, job well done. I'm assuming Varth is probably going to start having a good look around.
Before I pursue them further down, I will take a look around here.
Okay.
So I'll make a perception roll.
Yep. Spread out.
Yeah, because I really don't want to get caught unawares. Oops. I didn't mean to roll it twice.
No, it's fine. Like I said, if you spend your whole round having a damn good look around, why not?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yep.
I don't want to get snuck up on.
Yep. Now,
is there, are there anything I can use as an improvised weapon? I am running low on things to throw around.
What happened to your spear that you threw?
I've only got one, because one's gone, so I
you want to go get it?
One.
They're not
To flee the scene of battle would be a bad thing. I don't want to go back and get it.
Where was it? Where did you throw it? I thought you threw it here.
I looked at my surroundings. Do I see it? Oh, it's in the bushes. Okay, into the bushes I go.
Get in there. The bushes are friendly.
Do I have a sword with me?
Would you like to indicate to the other party members what you're doing so they cover you?
Yeah. Gonna collect my weapons so I can be of some use. I go to the bushes.
All right. So, Lord Varth is right. Yes, Sir Lalligate, Sir Plastian, cover him. You know, we step up and we let you search because we've sort of dropped out for a moment. Right?
No problem.
So we cover you. We got you covered. Meanwhile, back in the rafters, suddenly there's like a scampering noise that goes from the position of the silhouette straight across the beam to the far corner. Meanwhile, going through NPCs that are, not apparently in your immediate line of sight and doing anything particularly useful, brings us to Fafal. Now, what was Fafal doing? Did he have a missile weapon? No, he had his rapier out. So we're going to make some perception checks for Fafal to see if he can track what's going on. And with my luck, if I roll awesome for Frank when he's gone, I'm going to roll awesomely crappy for Aiden when he's gone.
Natural ones all night, baby.
Perception is a state of mind. Perception 9. Anyway, he's following the scamper, pointing with rapier. There, that way. That kind of thing. Pointing him out. Now he doesn't say he sees it, but he thinks he hears it. And he's, trying to point out his position, that point out of ambush kind of thing. That particular skill bringing us back to Winston. So Winnie, can I call you Sir Winnie? Winston.
Sure. That seems legit.
Winnie, you believe, 1, 2, 3, you believe that
I'm going to burn my free action of actually looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, 8. Perception.
You lose track of the silhouette, and you heard scampering away, and you're pretty sure that he's saying it's over in the corner here. So, Leon, can you see this corner? You guys can see the opponent in red, as it were?
I do see it, okay, yes, but I don't see it.
Right, so this is where you guys, believe that he ran off to, as it were. And unless I can have anyone give me a visual, I'm just going to, poof.
Yep,
so
that makes sense to me. How high is the dais that the statue's on, and how high is the statue?
I'm thinking the dais is your proverbial 3 to 4 foot.
And how high is the statue in relation to the rafters?
I'd say there's anywhere from 6 to 10 feet.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is cathedral style, and like the actual cavern.
No, it's a legit. It's not a shrine. It's a church.
Well, let's have a quick look here. Two smaller statues. Blah 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 blah. Freaking, I'm pretty sure the rafters are a good 15 feet off the floor. Maybe not 20, because okay. you wouldn't build a vaulted chamber just to put a extra vaulted. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is a portable shrine to Aridin, so the ceiling is high, but not that high. So I'm going to say that, this is a looming statue, but...
All right, I'm going to make a couple rolls here, because I know that's what I probably need to do. So I am going to urge Barkley to get up on the dais.
Okay.
Over here, so I'll have him come around and climb up to there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my turn.
All right. Bartholomew, Dunnel Dagan, back outside. Oh, no, you're on your way in, aren't you?
Yes. So I'm on down towards the dais.
Okay. So breaking into the scene, you see, obviously, Fafal and Winston are preoccupied with something that is up near the ceiling, because they're both looking up into a corner on the southeast. Leon has, just entered the building and come up short at the top of the stairs just inside the little chapel there and is looking all around. And what do you want to do? You bust a gut, get up those stairs, and you're 20 foot in? Or you want to keep going?
I want to go over, stand beside Leon.
Right, so there's your 20 feet. Okay.
Yeah. And then I want to make a perception check to see if I can see...
What they're on about? Sure.
What this opponent's on. Come on, good numbers! Oh, 7.
Nope. You don't see. You don't see. Our light now, also try to imagine that our light source right now just ran out the door, so the only remaining light source is Fafal snapping his fingers and just kind of pointing with a glowing finger.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no other dark light vision in here, and we're all pretty much human. Now you have dark vision, but they he's trying to help.
I have rolled crappy on the percent.
No, but Fafal also has sylph vision, which is 60-foot, genocide, but the halfling only has low light or do you have human vision? I remember that. I think it's low light.
Low light.
Yeah. So Yeah, instead of like a 20-foot glow, you actually see like a 40-foot glow off of Fafal, which pretty much encompasses the room, throwing voltage at us.
Would I be able to assist Leon on his perception check?
Yeah.
With aid another.
Yeah. You guys could like call a lead and...
Ooh, that's cool. Clever.
So that would be a perception check to aid?
Yeah. I mean, you could delay and help him. Yeah.
Okay.
Assuming a Leon agrees.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, sure.
All right. So perception check. Oh, 18.
So plus two, Leon.
He's in that way. And he gets plus three because I am Order of the Dragon.
Oh.
Schmeckshay.
We like to help.
Extra helpful. One.
Yeah, but you forget Fantasy Grounds hates me, so that is a four. Actually, a five because...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a juicy help, but not that juicy.
Yeah.
He's that way.
Can I take...
Orcs always point with their thumb, which is like a 90-degree angle to what you thought.
That's like the one perception check. You said, can I take like another active one?
Yeah, sure.
Because I need to see it
before
I can even
think. You get like two move actions or a standard. Like there's the freebie reaction perception, but if you guys want to like, I have a good look around, right? I could even say that if you guys want to take a full round action, you could actually take 10. Because we're in battle, and take 20 for a search when you search a square. The problem is you're trying to scan a very, 60-foot zone. Well, I guess taking 10 wouldn't really help you, though. Ooh!
Okay. How about my natural 20 for 25?
25. Very nice.
Or, sorry, 24, because it's plus 3.
Correct.
Okay. You have a sudden flashback to a long time ago. Growing up in a land where space is very, very important, who owns land, then being traveled and kidnapped in the lands of the Lenore Kings, where snow, wide open spaces, keep your voice down, don't cause an avalanche, caves, then being brought to a city. This change every 5-10 years in your surroundings can make someone really hyper aware. You ever go on vacation? I mean, and just when you step into another country, you're just like, you can't relax. People move differently, act differently, dress differently. You're just assuming that your local restaurant guy isn't going to be as friendly as the Canadian one. That kind of thing, that type of thing. You've been in temples before, and you've seen magic before. And this scampering noise, I'm not saying you see your opponent. I'm not even saying you're seeing a silhouette. But you're doubting its source because it doesn't echo properly. And the actual wood surface wouldn't make that much noise. Unless something had, like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, the ceiling up there, this place is designed to, like, do a sermon and stand at the back like an amphitheater, right? Something scampering around in the roof, like rats or whatever, believe it or not, until they get to the corner, wouldn't make a lot of noise. You wouldn't want vermin disturbing your sermon. So I'm going to tell you that the audio that you hear might be projected.
Get a hero point for that badass hip-hop lyric.
I'm saying that the audio source is debatable with such a high perception of 25. You have your doubts.
He may not actually be in that, or whatever it is may not be in that corner. Sounds don't work that way in an amphitheater like this.
Juan. Zumbari.
Yes?
What do you do?
Do I find anything in the bushes?
Yep. Oh, there it is.
Besides my spear?
No.
Okay, and then I will take my next action to go to the, follow them into that room.
Okay.
Well, the temple.
So, let's say, waiting, guarding, finding, looking, there's your spear, you pick it up as a move, you have a single move left. You got 30 feet.
Do I see anything, like when I come in the room, like I'll make the perception roll, see anything?
You cannot make the room in 30 feet.
Okay, then I will take the time to finish getting into the room.
Okay. So
you might also want to take some time to like see if you can heal check to get rid of the second condition or so.
Yeah, how long does that last? That happened from the spray or the cloud.
Oh yeah.
A single round.
Okay, so it should be fine.
Yep. Yeah.
And I close the distance. Again trying to be of use.
Okay.
Zubani is on his way.
Even being polite about possible different terrain on the very edge of the vines, getting about two-thirds or halfway there where I've placed you is pretty much as close as you're gonna get.
Okay, that's fair. And like I said, I'm not much good here, and there doesn't seem to be any enemies left, so I will catch up with the rest of the party and see if I can do anything in there.
Okay. More scampering, as if to contradict what Leon is saying out loud to the entire room. a scratching noise, still very prevalent to everyone in that corner. But that's it. Lord Samish Gilder Varth. Frank Hamilton's in the house, everybody.
All righty then. So now that, you know, Leon's kind of gone the direction that I was, you know, desperately begging somebody with a missile weapon to go, mm-hmm. I will turn around and head that way as well.
Okay.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. There's one move.
Mm-hmm.
And let me zoom back in here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Right to there.
Okay. So bursting through your men-at-arms and then heading off to the left or your right because you're facing south. Spreading out. Okay.
Do I see anything? Casual
perception. Like I said, you're hearing, you're walking into them literally having a debate about trying to find the opponent. Now you were there at the beginning of the battle. You know something's up there scampering around, and they're, you know, trying to pin it down.
Okay.
Is obvious. That's about, you know, but as far as we can get.
That's about it. Yeah, my perception's not great. So. Okay.
And bringing us all the way back up to Fafal, who, you know, again, is insisting. It's right there. Right there. Oh, Lord, I'm so glad you're back, my lord. Somebody pick up my coin. I'm telling you, Scratchy, it's probably clinging to the back of the rafters. How thick are these rafters, GM? Aiden would ask me. Well, they're a solid beam. Now, I actually happen to have several construction workers, former, current, and future baby ones that he's breeding. If you're looking at the structure, gentlemen, and it is 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 feet across and about 40 feet deep, and you want to have, you know, it's sort of vaulted, like it's the truss is visible inside. A truss is sort of like a beam with your arch, and it's all plastered together to hold up your roof, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah? Yes, no? How thick would these beams have to be? At least a foot by a foot, right?
A non-engineered beam to span, you'd go the short way, not the long way. But it would have to be massive.
Probably this style of construction would be, yeah.
You'd be, at least talking, 12 inches.
Yeah, we're talking 12-inch squares, and it would be actually a lattice work. It would not be in one direction. They didn't support like that. They're technically, for something like that in here, there'd be a beam because it would collapse. I mean, but not much in the way of an actual roof. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah, the only other way they would do it is they would have to cut it like a rafter, and they'd have to oppose...
So it's probably like a lattice work, crisscross.
Well, also considering the load that the ceiling has to bear.
Right, but there probably wouldn't be much because it's inside a cavern. So it's probably just covering.
A facade.
And but then, were you guys level? I want you all to take a rank in engineering, or I'm not going to let you use this knowledge anymore. Even if it's crisscross.
Yeah, you asked. But yeah, I think it's safe to say 12 by 12.
You know, yes, Jeff, you're right. Inches. Usually goes over very well in this game. I'm just saying. No, I do appreciate it, but I just thought it was funny you guys are like analyzing. Now, player knowledge is allowed, you know, and you try to like cram it into your character's little noggin, but it's like,
oh, we know this, but our cavaliers?
Hang on. Let me grab my rafter book and I'll tell you.
Trusses are your friends.
Well, and you're also ignoring magical engineering.
Da, da, da,
or bop, this bop, this whole place bop. Could be an illusion and we're under a spell.
I feel like if it was magical engineering, though, it'd be problematic because Aradin's dead.
Or is a whole bunch of crying Aradin engineers just tear the place down in their sorrow. Well, Rob, if I describe the room differently and the player's going, hey, shouldn't there be beams? Logically, there would be. And I'd be like, no, maybe it's magical construction. So you're not wrong, Rob, but they actually state that there's rafters in the actual construction, and they, like you said, they may only be like 6 inches to a foot off of that roof. It's not like an attic space up there. Anyway, back to Winston. You're up, sir. Bartholomew, you're on deck.
Right.
Let's get back to the battle. So play some battly music.
I will do the spending of the full round action to try and spot this guy.
Okay.
So taking 10, that'd be a 16.
Hmm. Are you rolling for you and Barkley?
No, but maybe. Well, next turn I'll have something to do because I took a full round action. So that's me.
Okay.
I didn't find him with a 16.
No. Bartholomew.
I would like to make a perception check.
Mm-hmm.
Do good. Nice. 22.
22.
Scanning.
Yeah. Whatever's up there has perhaps picked a good spot and has hunkered down. Because there's no more movement, and there's only the odd movement sound. But the sound, as they were arguing, seems to come from the blind spot on the rafters. Scampers here and there. And, again, almost seems to contradict what you guys are saying. out loud in plain English. He's there!
It's the only English we know, though.
Scamper, scamper. And plain Taldi's common.
All right. I will then use my next action to aid Leon on his next perception check. It's not over there. 10. Plus you're in your next check.
All right. So I'm under the impression that it's not where the sound's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to focus in. I last saw the thing right around the dais, but on the other side of the corner. So perhaps it ran to the other corner.
You never saw the thing. Like, you just arrived and everybody was like, oh, there's noises. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, they were kind of looking up, but I couldn't really tell where.
Now, I will at least say that when you get here and they acknowledge you after a round or so, they're like, you know, we're looking for something, a small, so, you know, something tiny, you know, scampering around. Okay. Can't quite tell what it is.
Either way, sound didn't seem like it would be the source, so I'm going to look, like, from the other side of the room.
Okay.
Focusing in on that way.
Do you want to move around, or you just want like, to sort of look for a telltale?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to come a little bit closer.
Because distance is -1 per 10 feet of perception. You guys are all standing at the hall doorway, which means you're all 51 feet away, taking, like, -5 to start.
5, 10, 15, 25. Yeah, right around there.
Okay. And have a good look around? Or good listen, or good both?
+3 is 20.
Okay. No. Everything goes really, really quiet. Even the scampering noises that were, you know, playing with those two, chasing, you know, just suddenly stop.
I ready my bow for if something comes at me.
Sure. Something from above.
Yeah.
Okay. Scanning, so you're like literally scanning that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Did we miss? No, Bartholomew. Okay. Juan, bringing up the rear. Chuck, chuck, chuck. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Puts you inside the doorway.
Yay! Why is she going to get there?
Have a look.
Yeah.
Let's have a
look. Zabari, can you detect magic?
I do not believe I have that ability, unfortunately. Unfortunately, no, sir. I cannot detect magic.
Oh, my lord, I would happily do it for you. Fafal does all kinds of weird-ass shit that's not really relevant to his character class.
You gotta remember, guys, Zubari is only an acolyte. He's not even really a cleric.
You're charging clerical prices, damn you.
Abadar said to. I would be of help.
Abadar said to.
Okay, I was making a perception roll.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it rolling 2? Strange.
I highly doubt. Clicking?
No, oh, I see why. I got it set to 220s there. Click. I can fix that. Okay. So I got a 10.
Sorry.
Really? But I do notice where they're looking, right?
No. Like, there's. Okay. Fafal's a light source. He keeps relighting Guild of Varf. So we have, like, kitty corner opposite light sources. You know, it's casting shadows. It is considered a torchlight, blah, blah, blah. But the room is, you know, fairly well lit.
Oh, okay.
If something tried to stand up or lean over, even something that's only 6 to a foot tall, to get line of sight over a rafter down on us, pretty sure one of six guys would spot it. But right now, everything's kind of gone quiet. So quiet, I'm even going to stop the battle music because.
So 5, 10, you can't 15, see me. 20. 25, move to there. I have no idea where anybody's going.
Okay.
And I am going to give Leon an aid.
Okay.
Or try to. Failed. Nope, look there. Nope. Over there. There. There.
All right. So, all goes quiet. I'll leave you guys in the turn order, but your combatant has seemed to have, you know, retreated, backed off, disappeared, something, and is no longer making any sort of noise. And even though you guys can remain in turns battle ready, I'm gonna treat this more like turns. So, gentlemen, open forum. If you're interested, how would you flush this guy out? Or what do you guys want to do as an alternative?
At this point, I think we need to make sure we protect the nobles who are at the entrance.
That we've all
abandoned like 200 feet away. Oh God, no, the terror!
Time and time again.
Yep, this would be the second
I will go collect them for you.
If we were worried about this thing following us or anything like that, we could probably smoke it out.
On my ability, I'll start getting Barkley to try and sniff it out.
And then I will just start taking 20s.
I'll move to cover the nobles.
Or 10s or whatever it takes. You know, just try to wait it out and wait
This will be plus 5 because I'm using scent.
Okay. Who's going to go? Who's going to get the nobles?
I am.
Okay.
Oh, you're going? Okay. I will stay back.
Sorry, Zimbari. It's nothing personal.
So he's sniffing and tracking by scent with a 16.
Okay, hang on one second. We've grown a person. Bartholomew.
What? Oh. Is that a noble? That's not a noble. Wait, is it a noble?
You guys don't remember Emistos Gulbend, who introduced himself? The halfling servant? You guys found in one of the little rooms?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Scared out of his mind, hiding behind a door. Varth almost missed him. Then he's in the room with you guys, and he's a servant. The nobles are ignoring him. All hell breaks loose. Zimbari the spirit to the rescue. Dude dives under the table and hides. And then you guys are all like, blah, 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 we're leaving, that type of thing. And he just stayed there. And finally he's venturing out, it's like, oh, I don't want to be left behind. So he's just been kind of like trailing you guys. Dun, 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 They always go for the shiny nobles first. Anyway, such a long time in one corner, and you guys would literally have to like 180 to leave. Mistos Gulbend reveals himself.
Yo, not in public, you little freak.
sorry. No, 1, 2, 3. Three little paychecks. I mean, nobles, all more or less intact and full of money. They're Bartholomew.
Lords and ladies, perhaps we should requit to the corridor.
Okay. So if anything happens down the chapel, you're just going to stay out of it because time is kind of burning now?
Yes.
That's fine. They can handle it. Winston, the scent ability. Creatures can be invisible but still detected within 30 feet, going, something is here. And they can be spotted within 5 feet.
Right.
Okay.
But if he's in the rafters, I won't be able to hit that.
No.
But I'll know that he's around if he's around.
Yeah. So, Barkley starts sniffing around the corner and gets right into the corner and then turns around. Doesn't seem to like the corner. And then comes back here out of the corner, like 10, 15 feet. Ears perk up. And then he just starts sniffing all around in sort of a big circular, like checking the edges. You know what I mean? So he could tell you, he can't tell you where he is, but he could tell you where he's not. Right? So I'm going to drop something on the board here. And this is, this is my bee dance. We're going to draw, enter drawing mode, taking into account the height of the rafter. You guys see this black line cutting through?
Yeah.
Okay. So where Leon, Varth, and Barkley are, he's within that radius from the other corner. As far as, he could be anywhere in here. Likely hunkered.
So I'll relate to the rest of the guys. Like,
Barkley's onto something. He's definitely still around. Somewhere around this corner. He can't make out where.
He's also looking up. It's not like it's invisible, like sitting in a corner laughing its ass off at you. Barkley is intent in sort of, something is around and his nose is up in the air, not down on the ground, sniffing under a pew or something. Barkley has his nose up. And Barkley is, constantly doubling back every time he goes way down a line of the pew too far, turns around and comes back towards, where Varth and Leon are. Perhaps they are the culprit.
I'll take a step back and move out of the way, so if it happens to be directly above me, that Barkley can...
I always thought you were fae, but you don't smell like one. This guy smells like sunshine.
The worshipper in Sarian, right? No?
Nope.
No one gets
it. I got
Frank got it. Thank you. Somebody got it. Anyway, all I can give you is a 30-foot blanket. And he's like literally trying to get, here, how about,
Any thoughts on how we could flesh this thing out?
Let me get on top of you, dumbass.
Yeah, if we were to light a fire, the smoke would block out at the top.
Burn a temple of Aridin. Oh, yeah.
No, not burn a temple.
Oh, you just,
there would be fire, we would control the fire and just smoke it.
Yes. Well, you got a lot of brush and stuff outside.
There are wooden pews.
So this thing was impersonating Aridin for coin.
Yes.
Wants to make easy money without a fight.
Yeah.
So I will start talking out to it. Hey, we're only looking for a way out. if you have something that can facilitate that, there's no reason why we can't come to some sort of agreement, trying to use diplomacy. We have some coin to spend. Obviously, we're not going to spend it here if we can't get out. So why don't you just make yourself known? We'll see what we can do. You have my word. We have no desire to hurt you. It appears that you have, limited capability of hurting us. Let's just see what we can work out.
Okay. And your diplomacy is? Anybody want to aid on this?
I lower a crossbow, or I lower my bow, and I will help out as well.
How many can get in on an aid?
Two.
I'll aid as well, then.
It also helps if in your spiel you, sound credible. Like, I don't know.
But,
no, I won't.
A guy that looks like a manservant's credibility is probably not as solid as an exotic-looking noble.
So, 32.
Leon almost had a chance to shine there after all our discussion about nobility versus how many far down the legs he is and, like, Mr. Sunshine. Bam!
What? No, I was helping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was helping.
Okay.
That's why I got as good as I did.
Okay, I thought.
Yeah, he gets credit for that too.
Sorry, I just heard Frank call out his numbers. Like, never mind. Skip the role play. But I am
Cavaliers. We're helping out.
Well, let's hear it. Let's what would you say to an invisible foe? How would you back our Lord's play? Just curious.
I don't even know exactly what you are, but we definitely don't have a quarrel with you, and it would be much in all of our benefit to. Well, you seemed apparently that you want money. We have money. Do you have something to trade?
Yeah. I mean, you put your bow down. Agreeable. Yeah. Okay. And Mr. Barclay's diplomacy? Barclay has diplomacy? I think you're rolling for the wrong dude.
I totally did roll for the wrong dude.
I will kill for you if you get this fat asshole off of my back. I will be your slave.
Grr, growl, 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 says Barclay.
That's right. That would be why it was so low. I rolled so much worse,
okay.
But got so much better. I did not aid.
All right. So there's the proverbial long pause, and Fafal drifts off in a corner, puts his back to a wall, and softly starts chanting, which I'm assuming you guys, tell me Aiden wouldn't back off, cast Detect Magic, and just as a backup plan, try to home in on this guy in case shit goes sideways, yeah? Does that not sound like a Fafal thing?
Oh, yeah.
And you try to cover
it. Does, but I think, to be perfectly honest, I'm pretty sure Fafal has said that he doesn't have Detect Magic.
Well, it was Fafal, because you guys had Zumbari and Fafal show up with refreshing light sources and Detect Magic every room.
We had Zumbari doing that because we thought he could.
Well, let's just replay the last four sessions of you guys just emptying rooms and cheating on traps and blah, because you're like, Detect Magic.
It was a temporary boon that Abadar
gave me.
We can
just tell Aiden that now you have
it. That's what I'm calling
it. We can just tell Aiden that now he has it either way.
I'm sorry, sirs, but like I said, the temporary boon, Abadar.
It's like I miss one night.
Use the power for a bit.
I miss one night, he says, and you guys change all my spells. What's up with that? Well, you better show up, dude.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
But wait a second. You made the character sheet, and you would know what the spells were.
I thought he had it. Because he said he did, and he doesn't have a spell book in here, so. Anyway, however he did it, maybe it was a potion, maybe it was just a Wednesday scroll. But I won't...
He could have been scrolls. Scrolls would work.
I won't let him do it now, because it's in debate, but we will say, like you said, temporary boon, or more just conveniently forgetful players telling the DM, this is this, and that is that, and oh yeah, this is what we do. Brr. What's done is done. What's about to happen is a 32 in diplomacy... Some soft chanting anyway, whether it's me or whether it's you or somebody else. And the image of Aridin reappears, superimposed over the statue.
I'm listening,
says the statue, holds out two fingers like, give me money, points a little box.
Do we get any kind of perception check to see if something cast a spell to create the illusion?
Yes, you do.
Sweet.
All that trouble I went to have Fafal cover up my spell casting with his own spell casting. And then all of a sudden somebody doesn't think he has it. Awfully convenient you guys suddenly say you can't do it now. Very suspicious.
Oh, it's very suspicious.
I got a 17.
I got a 7.
I got a 20.
You hear some murmuring directly above you within the sniff pattern along the beam, which you could say literally runs left to right over the two of your heads.
Okay.
Murmur, murmur, murmur.
I will look up. There are no need for such parlor tricks. Please. Come down and explain yourself, While you're here, what's going on? We only wish to escape. Whether or not you stay is up to you. This can turn out for all of our benefits.
Where am I here?
You're in the rafters.
There we go.
Hey, it's Fat Bastard.
Take.
Kind of looks like Violator.
Look, it looks. Yeah, it looks like the guy, the clown from the Spawn movie.
Spawn?
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's Violator.
But who was the actor?
John Leguizamo.
Right, so John Leguizamo, right? They do him up like the clown, but instead of colorful makeup, they get the clown's face in a regular pasty white guy with the gray hair with the tuft on the top and the sides and make him look like a very short clown like Caesar because he's in a toga, hence no pantsing from Fafal. Because he's literally in a toga.
I guess pants.
Okay. But
eat you.
With grayish hair and grayish lips and pointed grayish fingernails and pallid skin and strange tiny black eyes. He's humanoid looking, but the creature is tiny and peers over at you guys from that position.
Everybody loses. No.
Stands about 2.5 feet tall when he draws himself up from not, you know, hiding and hunkering. This guy's got really sick stealth skills, like just crazy. And not invisibility either, just really crazy good stealth. Stands about 2.5 feet tall, and he looks like, a plump with his plumpiness, weighs about 20 pounds. Barkley looks wistful, because that is so much lighter than...
Polymorph. It's not Winston who's going to become the druid. It's Barkley.
Dressed in red robes like those of a monk or the classic Caesar, this little monster displays a sharp-toothed smile and flips a gold coin in his hand and then catching it and then becomes distracted as he sort of cleans his nails with his wide little dagger. Anyway, this entire time while peering and like cocking his head at you guys, you know, you can see the wheels turning as he's looking at Varth and the rest of you, you know, having a good look. Sort of, as almost if he were trying to sense your motives.
Yeah?
All right. I suppose we can come to an agreement. But first gold. Depending on how much you pay.
Aradin, he smiles and puts his little nails in front of his teeth, you know, and points it down at the little box.
Vicar may tell you much what you know.
But first you pay. And again with the pointing. Or no deal.
So I would like to enter into a protracted diplomacy.
Okay.
So it takes 10 minutes of negotiation.
Protracted? Protractor is like, math. No. He's got me. Oh, math.
You see, X times the coefficient. So it's as long as we're out of combat, you can try diplomacy roll to shift a creature's attitude.
Yeah, no, I had you, like I said, I literally stopped combat. He was happy to hide and just kind of wait you guys out. And before we got to the smoking bit, which actually was a very good idea because, you know, he can't breathe up there, right? So he'd have to come down and then you guys would have him. Finish your spiel of how it works and then we'll hear your...
Yeah, so it just takes 10 minutes and then I get another diplomacy check to actually change his attitude towards me.
Ah.
And then I will sweeten the pot by starting with 25 gold.
Okay.
And then, you know... Going into my spiel, you know, you see before you a collection of nobles, each one more important than the next, and all of us with a singular purpose of leaving. You, it seems, holds a key that may help that. What do you have that may let us out? Be it information, be it tokens, be it items that can increase our chances of survival. And then just begin this long, drawn-out trying to schmooze him a little bit, you know. My, what big teeth you have. And then, you know, culminated with a single roll, see if I can change his attitude towards us and make him helpful, hopefully.
So many nobles, and you only bring 25 pieces of gold, but 20 gold is 20 gold, so...
And he kind of, like, sits on the edge of the rafter and dangles his little feet.
Vicar will tell you this. Two keys are required to escape this place. High Priest Vicar, that's me, has been appointed to this position and to desecrate this Temple of Eridan by Diago the Great, my partner. Yeah. When he's not shedding, he is projecting great magical powers of the arcane might. You will need two keys just to greet him. Whether he allows you to leave this place is up to Diago and his protracted circles. Head north. Consistently north.
And he just kind of points straight out as if he knows where north is.
Always north until you cannot anymore. When north doors run out, head east.
And he points at the wall where Fafal is.
Consistently east, door after door, until you cannot once more. And then north and you're out. What? You'd only pay 25 gold? That's quite a lot, cryptic as it is.
So did you say there was something that some other creature we needed to bargain with? Or keys to a door?
You will need two keys just to greet him. To get to him.
Who has the second key?
I do not have any keys. They are here somewhere. Two locks on one door means you need two keys. Vikar knows this much. Simple. Vikar knows of two locks on one door. You would therefore need two keys.
All right, so I got a 15.
Helpful Winston shall aid.
Yes. Roll 20 likes to get my hopes up and then dash them.
An 18. Surely you can let this honorable man know what he's asking?
So that's like a 22?
Don't you speak plain common? I mean, this is fun, but I told you, two keys, door, north, east, north, Diago the Great, kapoof, maybe you die, maybe he lets you out. You're very charming. You smell like
but
sunshine.
Who is this Diago the Great?
My partner.
Surely you can tell us more of your partner.
I handle the prolific divinities of this underground lair, and he handles the arcane and the yucky math. Circles everywhere. Oh, it's disgusting. Just never stops drawing, that idiot. I mean, very smart, yes.
And what is your friend? Is he similar to you? Is he something else?
He is unique. He was once slave to a master of the arcane, and now he is the master. More powerful than Vikar, I loathe to admit, but I suppose we came to an agreement because Vikar is very charming as well. Don't you think?
He keeps showing his rotting teeth at you. You see the teeth on this guy? I love it. It's like
absolutely
Danny DeVito and John Vesucci had a love child.
Is there something in particular this creature wants or craves that perhaps may sweeten the pot in our favor?
Power. Answers. He already has great longevity. He will live long after you are bones, noble man. And you. And whatever that is, the blue one.
Did we get what we... I'll turn to the rest of the group. Did we get what we came for?
Woof.
Well, we were given...
Well, if you insisted, come back if he ever dies and we could work something else. I wouldn't mind riding around. It sounds pretty stylish. Sorry, what?
We were given directions. We were given a warning of apparently needing to find another key along the way and that there's potentially someone waiting for us after that, around that door.
Sounds like money well spent to me. Yeah.
Do you guys have any knowledge abilities? Let's see here. If I am Fae, that would make me other planular or nature.
That'd make you Fae.
I think it'd be knowledge nature for Fae, but yeah. I don't have that, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, but I do.
Do you know?
That is my only knowledge skill, I believe, that I can use untrained, the order of the paw.
A lot of mileage on that, which is good.
Wow.
Huzzah. 10.
10 gets you some kind of gremlin. I'll give you that. He's three things, including Fae, as an overscoring title. Actually, four things. But for a 10, it's more like the generic family, so he falls under gremlin. Varth. Dealing with this creature directly, looking it straight in its black little eyes, focusing your skills on him, is unpleasant. It gives you a headache behind your eyes. It's just, there's something wrong with this thing. Something that you feel, again, just like a headache behind your eyes. It just...
Mm-hmm. Well, his picture doesn't make him look too friendly.
No.
But he's done nothing to us. Mm-hmm. I gave my word I'd do nothing to him.
Okay.
So I leave.
Cool. And you guys pay up?
I drop that 25 gold on the floor.
Okay.
In the box.
Okay. And you guys just leave him be?
Yep.
Okay.
honestly use too much.
Not worth the resources.
Exactly, yeah. So I say we head north through the doors, through that one door we were instructed, and then kind of follow his directions and see where that takes us.
Okay.
To kill it?
I have no reason to.
What was it?
I don't know. Some kind of a small creature thing.
Twas a gremlin of sorts. I'm not sure exactly which.
I'm surprised no one started Little Caesar jokes. I really am surprised. The pizza chain, Little Caesar, and dudes dressed like this. No, nobody.
Gremlin.
Pizza.
Does this door to his room swing in or out?
I think it opens in.
You just push handlebar on it?
Anymore.
Are you going to take it off?
No. I was looking at jamming the door shut.
It's possible even from the outside if it opens in. By wedging something in the crack, and you know, it's not terribly easy.
But why? I mean, if we trap it in a place that it lives, that seems
not nice in the extreme.
it seems pointless.
Also, rather unhonorable.
I think the idea is more that it keeps other people out
and make sure it doesn't come up behind us.
Does anybody have law in their alignment besides Varth? Anybody at all? Are we all happy to go lucky cavaliers? Not this requirement.
I am also lawful good.
Okay.
But it's more along the lines of, like, that creature was imitating a god,
mm-hmm.
causing lots of, presumably, if anyone else comes down here, that may cause quite a bit of problems.
Yes, the secure teleport in only safe place that no one can find, that's teeming with 100-year-old traps and monsters. The traffic in here is nuts. But you are doing a public service.
I just wanted to do an us service.
Hey, the lords are like, did you kill it?
I'm already well past this door, so.
Yeah.
That's how you can't. And like I said, I even told you how you could do it. You guys could wedge the door, but it does open in.
Yeah. Oh, no, I meant like I'm way past this, as in like me, the player, was participating in the conversation. Oh. Leon was not.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm assuming if you guys care to debate, then it's in character. Because you were doing the voice, Leon. You were. Jay was doing the voice. The serious
Sorry,
archer.
The voice is similar.
Samish has moved on.
Okay.
Such pettiness is beneath him, and if the creature rears its face again, then we'll deal with it at that point.
Okay.
Especially it won't have any rafters then.
Exactly.
Hmm.
I place one muhaha here.
Muhaha. And through said door to the north. Tell us what we've won, Don Pardo.
Let's tell them what they've won.
A new wagon.
It's a brand new horse.
Nay,
not the horse.
Boo.
Yeah, it was a quiet boo, though.
Again, more threatening of removing of hero point. It just, I have the power to do that. These are not false promises. What do we see, guys? I'll tell you what you see. We see a hallway. What'd you expect?
That's not going north.
Sure it is. Goes up. Up is north.
Go north as far as you can and then don't?
Then go east. That? Yeah, so we have to go through this wall.
Okay, so you know what? I will come down my rafters just to poke my head around the corner going, you know, generalization. I mean, just kind of continue north as far as he's like, what, do you want a map?
Yes, that's exactly what we want.
$50 Wait, and he runs away. 50 gold. My price doubles.
I'm going to try this door to the west and see what
I'm
happens.
Literally surprised you guys didn't like, and draw us a map. We will shoot you where you stand. So I do appreciate the diplomacy and the roleplay because, like I said, as like a player just trying to get what you want, you guys, once he's exposed, could have demanded, threatened, got him, you know, type of thing. So I do appreciate you putting up with his roleplay. I do appreciate you guys, you know, following Varth's lead and everything. So not to chastise you at the door a bit too much at the end, but here we are, right? What are we looking at? A 10-foot-wide hallway leads north, roughly 40 feet, before abruptly ending in the wall of dirt and broken wood. A door exits to the west, while another door leads south that you just came in. What do we do, guys?
Stack on the door.
I'll take Winston up to the dirt and have him sniff some stuff out.
Okay.
Sniff it.
Dig.
Who's on the door?
Samish.
I am.
Okay.
And Samish.
So you guys are doing the...
Yeah, we're doing the medieval FBI.
Mm-hmm. And Leon?
I have my bow ready, but I'm in the behind, a little away from the door.
Okay. All right. Sniff. All the way down the end of the hallway. And then suddenly Barclay's ears fall flat, and there's a slight rumble. but too late, as disturbing the debris at the end causes something to happen, and you guys whipping open the door automatically causes something to happen. Bartholomew and Varth, I would like a reflex save, please.
Oh, we're so good at those. So
I am. I am all the goods.
Yeah.
In reflexology.
Watch this.
Watch this. 11. Ah!
Oh, 4. Beat you. How's it feel to be in 11th place now?
Dang it. It was so.
You know how they so have the sort of tunnel boards to reinforce stone? The ceiling has this type of
bracing?
Yep. All that kind of thing. Yeah. Suddenly, you know, there's that little pff of dust as if someone were walking on the ceiling kind of thing. As Barkley starts sniffing around, then you guys pull the door and it you know, as if the door was part of the wall for so long, and now you open the door and that jam sags, and above you guys, boom, whole bunch of boards and dirt fall on your heads.
And building material!
And yeah.
Yay!
You guys reflex save for 17. No, fail. You guys take 2d6, which is 7 points of damage.
Ah, my liver.
And your spleen.
Iron.
This place will slowly drain your resources. So you're at 4 wounds here, Donald Dagan. So now.
Not now.
Now you're 11.
Yes, I am.
And jeez. Samish had 16 wounds.
No, I already updated mine.
Oh, so you're at 16 now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at 16, yeah.
Not in good shape.
We are healthy.
In good shape.
So
we are vibrant.
And you guys are knocked.
Peak.
You guys are knocked prone and just completely plastered. Get it? With the plaster.
Okay. While we're laying there, Arth, we totally saw that coming, right?
Yeah.
Barkley just covers his nose. And
oh, sorry. Bartholomew.
Yeah. Well, Bartholomew. Seeing the cave-in, Sir Winston turns.
It's a trap.
Oh. And I flop over onto my stomach.
My lords!
Did the door open at least?
Yeah. That's what triggered it. They got the door open, but unfortunately it, you know.
I will stand up.
They're getting up. What can we see in the doorway?
Just steps over them. Get up, you're embarrassing me. A hull that is actually set on a 45-degree angle from the door and immediately heads north and west. Aren't the directions we were given? What's going on here?
Yeah, we gotta find a key anyways. It'll be fine.
We'll find something eventually.
Okay. So, I love this place. Has everything. Even a kiosk. Leon, leading the way? Stepping over? Yeah?
Yeah, I'll step into the hallway there.
Okay.
Bow drawn, it's ready.
It's a hole. It continues. 5 more feet. And opens into a room. Across the way, you see nothing. You brought no light source. The light from Varth's shield spills 20 feet and kind of like ends into a shadowy darkness of...
It's as far as I can see. It's as far as I go.
Damn it.
I'll walk up beside Leon.
Peering into the darkness.
And just kind of get to an angle where I can see past.
Mm-hmm. A graying wooden reception counter extends from the eastern wall. That's your brown bracket on the map here. Overshadowed by a faded curling portrait of a group of several Taldalian nobles. Comical alterations adorn the portrait, with red and green markings adding to the stink lines, ridiculous mustaches, and other odd embellishments. The door exits to the west, while other doors and exits to the northeast and southeast. Somebody has gone to a lot of trouble to make some very mundane, comical graffiti on some faded old portraits of some of Taldor's most notable fuddy-duddies.
You mean us folk?
Speaking of the notable fuddy-duddies, who are these people?
Head on up, have a look. Bring a light source.
Samish is eventually coming.
Here I are.
Okay. Leon, as you begin to expect, we hear voices coming from the actual structure.
Seva?
Does anyone speak... Well, actually, I speak several languages, but do you guys speak anything beyond common?
Yes, but I don't think it's very helpful right now.
Trust me. I want every language.
I speak giant and orc.
Okay. And? Anybody?
Common.
Anybody else?
I'll pull up the list. Hold on.
Halfling.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find languages?
Notes.
Character sheet.
Thank you.
Good place to start.
Common, Elvish, and Kellish.
Oh, an elven man. Welcome to my shop. Okay. Speaking in a strange, guttural, hissing language, you hear two high-pitched little voices. Bartholomew, you're right there at the stand. You peek over and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You see two scaly, draconic, tiny little creatures, barely 3 feet tall, not even 2.5 feet. One with red scales, one with green scales. They seem to be arguing about carrying items that look heavy back and forth in their strange little language.
I just kind of swat at Barth as he's just... just put paw on his shoulder.
And I'll step up.
Okay.
Which one of you speaks common?
Okay. They stop. They drop the box, right? And you don't know if they're just, it's a reaction that they actually understand you or don't, but they each point at the other one like he did it.
We're looking for a second key. Which one of you has it?
The door out here in the hallway opens.
Uh-huh.
And in strides this guy, a kobold wearing a skull cap, takes one look at you guys and gets very excited, but not in a raise hands attack, you know, drop the rocks on your head. He just starts hopping back and forth, clasping his hands and reaching out and pointing at you guys like he's asking questions in the same language. Seems very
common. Do you speak it?
Taking a scaly finger, he kind of rubs his cheek for a moment and then tries something very slowly, obviously not the original language, but not common.
Does he say it louder though?
Yeah. And slower.
Okay. And slower. Okay.
So he comes out and he's like, Deska Nishimatwa. Oh, Zikas. And you're like, do you speak common? And he's like, he's thinking about it for a minute here. And it's like, it's, you know, it's like, oh, let me try another language that I know.
Oh, yes. Because I didn't get a chance to answer that question. Yep. I speak Minkayan and Tien in addition to common.
Okay. He switches to another language. It sounds familiar, like the rhythm doesn't sound, the rhythm of the language sounds like it's difficult for him to speak. He has a very harsh accent, and he's, you know, like really enunciating words. And it's also, he seems to be speaking it like a very harsh whisper. Do you know how like Arabic is a very harsh language, a lot of hach, right? Then there's like Celtic, which is like, you know, and it just seems to be a loud language. This is like the opposite of that. This is a lot of M's and S's and soft letters in it. And he, although he's speaking it loudly to you so everyone can hear, the language just does not seem as strict as the first one. Anyway, no one speaks Draconic. No one speaks Undercommon, right?
Not as far as I know.
Switching lastly to the third language I know, Gnome.
Drinking it higher and higher and higher.
Glad to be down.
I'll hold up the key to the door.
Okay.
Like, we have one. The other hand's got nothing in it. Where's the other key?
Oh, yeah. He's like, gets you guys to move aside, right? And then, like, jumps up on the counter and starts ordering around the two other little kobolds. Biff! Zarf! You need that to get to a door! And they're like, I don't want to do this.
Stuff's heavy. Too much stuff.
He's like, you know, reaches into his pocket and pulls out something that literally looks like a bomb. And they just freak and get back to work. And then turns around and just points at it. Eh? What is that? Holds it out like it's for sale.
Eh? Glathman ship.
Eh? Anyway, puts it away. Thumb of detonator. Anyway, so he jumps behind his old counter and just starts rummaging and, you know,
short time later, we will see you next time when maybe this thing will produce a bomb, a key, something helpful, or at least a language you can speak.
Or all three.
Say goodnight, Zubari.
Goodnight, Zubari.